Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by. The switchboard is lighting up. So if you want to call any of your friends to tune in to this program today, this is the number you give them. Area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. We don't want anyone to miss this broadcast today. I'll be back on regular. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome again to Joy and Peace Outreach. And before we start our program today, if anyone would like to say something on the topic once we start, all you do is hit 1 on your keypad of your telephone, and I will bring you right in because I'm looking at all the numbers right now. So all you do is hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, and I'll bring you right on in. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that have tuned in to hear me, Father. Let it be something said today that will stir someone in the right direction. Let someone understand and look around them at the situation that's going on in the church today, dear Heavenly Father, where they can pinpoint exactly what's going on in the house of the Lord. And we give God praise today. We give him the glory because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. I have one caller already is on that have already pressed 1, and I have you on, caller. If you want to give your name and where you're from, feel free. If not, I have you already on. Well, we're going to start our broadcast today. And today's topic is, what's going on at the house of God, part 2. You know, are you a busybody at the house of the Lord? Are you worshiping at the house of the Lord? Are you talking about everyone that come through the door at the house of the Lord? Or are you praying at the house of the Lord? Are you backbiting at the house of the Lord? Or are you loving each other at the house of the Lord? Are you angry with everyone at the house of the Lord? Or do you smile at the house of the Lord? And are you playing with the people, feeling at the house of the Lord? What is really going on in the house of the Lord? My. You know, I went to Psalms 122:1 and Hebrews 10:25. I have some more callers have come on the air. Callers that just tuned in, our topic today, I have someone just tuned in and already pushed 1 on their keypad. If you want to talk about anything that's going on at the house of God today, just push 1 on your keypad and I'll bring you in on my switchboard. Thank you so much for calling in today. You know, first of all, did you ever drive by a place where lots of cars are parked and wonder what's going on? We mean at the house of God. Anytime you see a crowd gathering anywhere, you can rest assured something is going on. Something is happening at the house of God. And we have someone else that have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give you all chances to speak. You know, it may be something either good or bad that's happening at the house of God. It may be something enjoyable or not enjoyable, glad or sad at the house of the Lord. It may be something profitable or unprofitable at the house of the Lord. It may be something exciting or not exciting at the house of God. You know, some folks go to a certain place because of a certain event they know is taking place. They know what to expect. Others go out of curiosity. You know, curiosity killed the cat. You know, it's a lot of people go for curiosity to see who wearing what, who's saying what, you know. But some folks use this principle concerning church attendance. We have another caller that have just come on. Praise the Lord. You know, the big question today is, what's really going on at the house of God? And I'm going to start taking callers that want to talk this morning on what's going on at the house of God. I'm going to bring the first caller on. Just hit one on your keypad. Area code 281-701-4541. Caller, you are now on the air. Praise the Lord, you're on the air. I can't hear you, caller. Well, I'll go to the next caller until they decide they want to talk. The next call is area code 281-866-1826. Caller, you are now on the air. Hello? Oh. You're on the air. Would you like to speak, caller? From area code 281 on what's going on at the house of God? Well, we'll keep going on. I think they're a little shy today. But they did hit one on their keypad, so I just knew they were ready to just jump on in this topic today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to give God the praise and the glory for what he's doing today. And, well, let me go on. If anyone want to speak, just come right on. I have you on speaker where you're going around the world that you can give me your views on what's going on at the house of God. Hallelujah. You know, some are not forsaken to assembling themselves. You know what the word of God say. It is the manner, the custom, habits of some not to assemble. You know, some people feel they can stay at home. They don't need to go to the house of the Lord. Oh, I have another caller that would like to say something. Let me get it.
Let me see here.
Caller, you are now on the air. Caller, area code 713. Go right ahead.
Boys.
Go right ahead, caller.
Yes, I want to speak on what is going on in the house of God.
Okay,
now,
talk a little louder so everyone can hear you.
What's going on in the house of God? There's a whole lot that is going on in the house of God that shouldn't be going on, but I know I have no control over the side when I pray. I noticed that when the man of God is up speaking, you got people walking around, going to the bathroom, texting on the phone, and that's disrespect in the house, you know, of God. Because I know you go to the courtroom, and when the judge come through, you go stand, and you go sit low. You're gonna put your phone on silence, or either you're going to turn it off. And I feel like people respect men more than respect God. But I just want to, to share that. And that's a disturbance, you know, to my spirit when you see all that walking going on and talking going on. You know, things are just not the same as I was when I was coming up. You know, when you go inside the house of God, you go there to praise and to worship God. You don't go there to distract the next person that's trying to hear the word or just trying to receive a message, you know, from the Lord. So that's all what I have to say today, what's going on in the house of the Lord.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Let's see. I have another caller from area code 281-866-1826. Would you like to say something, caller?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I pray that, yes, Sister, Sister Beverly, and I'm part of sisters. I'm actually a woman of God that actually loves the church house, and I understand what the last caller was saying. We don't have the respect that we should have in the house of the Lord. We come in with our own agenda. And it's not about our agenda, you know. It's not about it's not our will, it's his will. And we, when we come into the house of the Lord, not only showing the respect, but join in. So sometimes, you know, what is a dead church? We come in and the world is having, you know, they're so excited about when they go to the games, or they're excited about their parties. But we come in, women of God, you know, men of God, we come in and we just come and sit. We just sit. And the word of the Lord says, you know, you need to have a praise. He says, let all the people praise me. And that was in Psalm 67. Let all the people praise me. And the earth shall yield her increase unto us. I don't have the word of God open right this minute because I'm on my way out. But I will say this. I thank God for the churches. I thank God for the fivefold ministry that's out here that's doing the work of God. So one of the things or the comments that I definitely have to say is, let us stop coming into the church of the house, or the Lord's house, and just finding us a little comfortable seat. We're not working, you know, we're not praising God. We're not doing anything. There's a lot of work out here. And especially the leaders need help. They need help. And so some of us are sitting on the ministerial staff. And I'm not, if I point my finger at anybody, I'm sorry, because three fingers, if I point my finger, one finger at someone else, then I have three pointing back at me. So I'm not pointing my fingers at anybody. I'm just saying, Lord, let's get about God's business. Let's get about the kingdom. There's kingdom work in the church. There is, when we come in, let's have a praise on the inside of us. Let's get to work, and let's see how can we help. What is needed? And it's not about our agenda, but what is needed to help in the ministry that you are assigned to, and let us show the love of Christ. And when it's not about our agenda, you know, we're going to have to let some things roll off of us when you're in the house of the Lord too. Thank you so much, Sister Sadie, Elder Sadie. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my point of view this morning, because of the fact that the Bible says that there's a big harvest out here, but the laborers are few. Pray that the laborers come. So the harvest is plenty, but we as laborers, there's very few laborers that.
Amen.
But also that God would prepare us. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's right. And you know, also, you know, with this being said, what's going on at the house of God, you know, that those are forsaken to assemble don't know what's going on. Those that don't never come, they don't actually know what's going on because they are not there. Yet some may say they don't go because of what's happening there. They're going by what somebody else have told them, but they didn't go for themselves to see for themselves actually what's going on. And, you know, those who forsake to assemble agree they should, that it's good to assemble. They read the word. They understand what the word say. But therefore, they become guilty of sin, you know, and it's in the manner, custom, and habit of some to assemble at the Lord's house. You know, even when I went to the scripture, it was David's custom, even in Psalms 122:1. You can read that at your leisure. So it was the custom of Jesus to attend. He was at the synagogue. So it was with the early church to assemble. And you'll find that in Acts 1 and 13, Acts 2, 1, and also Acts 3 and 1. To expedite time, I don't read all the scriptures each time I do my broadcast, but I do give you the scripture where you can go back for yourself, for all the Bible scholars that's on the line, that way you can read them for yourself. So what's going on down at the Lord's house? Folks are getting together. That's true. Some are singing. Praises to God. When you go in, you find some praises. Some will take, girl, they sing. They show sound good down there at that church. They sing good. They praise team is good. But when it all boiled down to it, what did you get out the service? One of the first things we do is sing. It's good to sing. Jesus sang in the midst of the church. So then good things are happening down at the Lord's house. Here's some more things that's happening at the Lord's house. People are praying down at the Lord's house. They're having intercessory prayer. They're having Bible study. They're having prayer time. You know, Jesus prayed. He told us that we're to always pray and not faint. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Quest. You know, men ought always to pray. Pray without ceasing. You know, would any deny that prayer is good? So good things are happening at his house. My, my, my. Just go into you a good prayer service, a good praying service, a good intercessor prayer. Tell me, won't you catch on fire? You know, folks are teaching and being taught at God's house. I'm telling you some of the good things that's going on at the house of God. No, teachers and are teaching the Bible at God's house. That's what ought to be taught in God's house, is the word of God. Folks are learning down there at the house of God, both young and old. The young, Sunday school, BTU, BYPU, you know, all the things that's going on that's good at the Lord's house. It's good to be taught and to learn the ways of God. Thus, good things are happening at the Lord's house. You know, folks are giving at the house of God. I know you thought I was going to leave that one. I know, because that's happening at the Lord's house. So it's too many going on at the Lord's house. God said, give your tithes and your offering. He didn't say about all this other stuff going on at the house of God. He said in his word. Now, anybody on the line that know what I'm saying, you can just come on and just give me your feedback. He said, give your tithes and your offering. He didn't say get up there and bleed the sheep with 10 offerings in one server. He said tithes and offering. That's what's going on the house of God. You know, he said give your talents, which God gave thee. That means if you got a talent, you should be able to get habit. If there's anybody come on the line that would like to speak on the topic today, what's going on at the house of God, all you have to do is push 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you in, because I saw when you came on from my switchboard. I can look at it from this end. Hallelujah. I have someone want to speak. All right. Go on, caller from area code 918. Hallelujah. You're now on the air, caller from 918. Hallelujah. Well, you know, God is telling us in his word about giving at the Lord's house. Not just your money, your talent. Giving that tithes which belong to him, not to us, to him, to support the ministry. When you think about it, well, I'm not going to give. I'm not. Okay, when you come in, don't you want to be cool? Don't you want that limit? Somebody else just came on, I think. Caller from area code 404, did you want to say something?
I did.
Okay, go right
praise
ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. We give God the glory and give God the praise when we talk about what's going on in the house of God. We've got to talk about what's going on in our house. Amen.
Amen.
It starts at home. It starts with our relationship with God. Amen. It starts with how much time we're spending with God. Amen. And as we dedicate ourselves back to God, then that relationship flows over into the body of Christ and the church, amen. So when we talk about what's going on in the house of God, we've got to talk about our own relationship with God, because everything starts with relationships, amen. And so God holds us accountable for our own actions, our own thoughts, amen. And so we have to start first with ourselves and what we're dedicating. Yes, giving tithes, giving money, but the first thing is to develop a relationship with God, amen. And as we meditate on the word, as we begin to get familiar with his word and his ways and his instructions and being obedient to him, because he says that we need to obey him. We've got to open up our ears to hear what the Lord has for us to do and what he's saying, amen. And it starts with the word of God. So what's happening at the church, or what's happening in the body of Christ, it determines what type of relationship you have with God and how obedient you are to the word of God. Because he will make room for, he will increase. He gives promotion, amen. But it starts with you, amen. It starts with if you have a relationship with God. And as we develop a relationship, then God begins to open and the anointing begins to fall and we begin to worship God and begin to be obedient to his word. That's how it starts. And as we develop a relationship with God, then we're able to go in and take authority over the atmosphere in these places where these demons are running rapid. And all of these spirits, you know what I'm talking about, all of these spirits, when we get into the church, we see all of these spirits, but because we haven't spent any time with God, because we haven't actually supped in his word and done what he's asked us to do, there's no power, amen. So it starts with us first in our relationship. Amen. Praise God this morning.
Amen. Well, thank you, caller from area code 404. Caller from area code 713, did you want to say something? The last numbers are 0014. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, folks are worshiping and fellowshipping down at God's house also. You know, in the Spirit of God, in the truth of God. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. And like the last caller said, you need to have a relationship with God. When you know you got a true relationship with God, my. You know, we have to have freedom of fellowship. We have to have freedom of friendship. You have to show yourself friendly. You have to have freedom of faithfulness. You need to be faithful to what God has called you to do and to be. You know, someone mentioned the preacher early in the preaching. You know, the preacher is preaching down at the house of God, preaching the word of God. And as one caller said, you know, it's so in manner how people are passing notes. They're on their cell phone, they're texting, they're laughing, they're grinning, they're eating, and they're doing everything in the house of God, but for the purpose that the house of God was set up to go hear what thus said the Lord. You know, preaching are lost, you know. Preaching's all can be saved. Preaching Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Preaching repentance and belief. That's at the Lord's house. Preaching that Christ is master and Lord of the saved. Preaching that the saved ought to be baptized and follow Christ in service. Preaching that Christ is coming again. That's at the Lord's house, you all. Preaching that unbelievers go to hell unless they have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, not just speaking in tongues, but are their hearts clean? Are their minds right? It's a lot going on at the house of God that people are scared to speak up and get that devil in his track. It's time we, as men and women of God, got to stand up. Be counted. Conclusion today. Did anyone else would like to say something today on what's going on at the house of God? My. I want to thank everyone that came on the line today. You know, for my conclusion today, down at the house of God, folks are being convicted by the Holy Spirit. Not all respond, but he'll reprove all. Folks are being convinced of things that they ought to do, whether or not they ever do it. That's at the house of God. Those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are being converted. Hallelujah. Folks are being challenged to come into the fellowship of God's church. This is what I know is happening at God's house. Let's be busy telling our community the truth about what's happening at our church or what's happening at the house of God. Whether you at home, we have someone else that would like to speak before we go off the air. Caller, you're not on the air. Area code 832-487-3569. You are now on the air. If you would like to say something, what's going on at the house of God? Hallelujah. Well, we give you praise. We thank you for coming on. We have another caller. Would you let me bring him on? Caller, area code 832-967-1094. Would you like to say something?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I welcome you to Joy and Peace. Would you, with each one of you all, please come back on next week. And if all you all that's coming on today, I'm going to increase it to an hour next week. And we have a good topic for next week. I know you all do not want to miss that topic. And it's going to be, let me see, I have it right here, not far from my little notes I wrote down. It's talking about being a busybody. It says, are you a busybody? That's what we're going to talk about next week, next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So I would like for all of you all to come on next week with another exciting topic that we'll be on. And thank you so much for coming on today. Tell others about Joy and Peace that come on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And I usually go 30 minutes, 45 minutes. It all depends on the topic and how many participation I get. If I get more participation, I put it on for long as I want to. But I thank every one of you all, men and women, that came on the line today talking about what's going on at the house of God. Even after you hang up today, you're going to start thinking about that topic and you're going to start seeing, you know, this is what I saw going on last week that nobody addressed it. Or this shouldn't have been going on at the house of God. Thank you so much again for coming online, being my cheerleaders today on what's going on at the house of God.
Amen.
Number area code 404, did you want to say some last words before we leave the line today?
Give God the glory and give God the praise for the woman of God taking out the time to minister to the people of God. Amen. We just thank God for all that God is doing in our lives. We thank the Lord for the doors that have already opened. We thank you for the ministry that God has put down on the inside of. And we give God the glory and give God the praise. Amen.
Amen. Area code 918. Would you like, I normally pray us off, but 918, would you like to pray us off the line today?
Sure, I can do that, yes.
Go right ahead.
Father God, we just come in now, God. We just thank you for this day, God. We just bless you, God. We just worship you, God. We adore you, God. We give you praise. We just thank you, God, just for this time of your word and study on today, God. We thank you for the word that went forth, God. We just pray, God, for the word has gone on good and fertile ground. We just call for the harvest and the increase, God. We just pray a blessing over Joy and Peace ministry on today. We just pray, God, for this blessing over every person that was able even just to come and even just to listen on today. God, we thank you for what we have received on today, God. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forth, Father God, that it was nourishing and strengthening our spirit on today. God, we just bless your people on today, God. We just pray, God, for this nation as a whole. In the name of Jesus, you said in your will, God, to place our leaders in authority, God, who have ruled, God, to help America even to repent, time to come into revelation, right? Fellowship with you. We thank you, Father God, that you are an awesome God. You are faithful, God, and there is none like you. And we thank you, Father God, for this thing. Look back to the line at that appointed time and season, God, be decreed on we still. And we ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, everyone, for coming. And we'll be back on next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So please come back for another exciting topic. Love each, every one of you. You know my little saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Have a wonderful week. Signing off from Joy and Peace. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.